online,
on your smartphone,
from the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM
with the latest news for Kent at one. Here's Josh Coop.
Souththanet Conservative candidate Craig McKinley has been charged after a police investigation into election expenses. He's due in court in July alongside two more people over allegations about his spending during the 2015 campaign. Our political editor is Paul Francis.
The background to this is a long-running investigation into claims that some Conservative candidates had breached electoral rules regarding their election expenses. A little bit unclear at this stage about what would happen if he was convicted. In all likelihood, there would probably be calls for a by-election, which is allowed under the law.
Well, he beat former UKIP leader Nigel Farage to the seat 2 years ago. The Electoral Commission today has said Craig McKinley can still stand in the upcoming election that takes place in just under a week's time. Sticking with politics, and we've been finding out all this week what people in Kent want to see from the next government. Today, we're talking about education. Here's Joe.
Labour will scrap tuition fees, lifting the debt. And that will lift the debt cloud from hundreds of thousands of young people.
Giving every primary school child a breakfast before they start their school day to set their school day off well.
The more Liberal Democrat MPs you elect, the more money for our schools, the brighter the future for our children.
Well, the Conservatives are promising to spend an extra £4 billion on schools by 2022 if they win the election. Theresa May says she'll scrap free school lunches for children in the first 3 years of primary, but provide breakfast instead. Mum Gina Herbert from Deal says this pledge is short-sighted.
My children wake up and as soon as they do, they want to eat their breakfast. So are we supposed to take our children to school earlier? And who's going to look after the children? It's going to be such a strain on the teachers and the staff at the school.
Well, Jeremy Corbyn says he'd roll out free school lunches to those up to aged 11 and ditch university tuition fees. The Lib Dems say they'll invest nearly £7 billion extra in education. Peter Reid's an education expert in Kent. He says another key issue is keeping teachers in the profession.
There are schools at this moment laying off teachers, cutting courses. We are in a desperate crisis. It needs sorting urgently, and I've seen nothing in any of the manifestos that indicate that political parties actually recognise the depth of this particular problem.
This is KMFM.
Police say a man's body has been found in Maidstone. Hill Street has been cordoned off while investigations continue. Officers were called this morning and it's currently being treated as unexplained. A woman has reportedly been raped on the Uni of Kent campus in Canterbury. Police have taped off an area of woodland near University Road after being called at just after 3:40 this morning. A man's been attacked with a samurai sword in Herne Bay. He was taken to hospital along with a teenager after it happened at a flat in Choles Street last night. Armed police were also called. So far, no one has been arrested. Part of Bluewater had to be evacuated earlier after a fire broke out in the food court. It started in Square Pie this morning. Firefighters say nobody has been hurt, though. More than 200 people have complained about Amanda Holden's revealing dress on last night's Britain's Got Talent. She wore a low-cut, backless gown for the semi-final. Ofcom says it's received 216 complaints. It's now going to assess them before deciding whether or not to investigate. And bosses at Howlett's Wild Animal Park near Canterbury are after our unwanted perfume. They've been spraying it to freshen up the tiger enclosures with the hope of promoting more natural behaviours. Dan is a keeper at the park.
When we put perfume in, if we put it on the ground, we'll probably see them roll around in it and promote a phlegmon response, which is them showing their teeth, which means that they're enjoying the scent. We'll probably see them cheek rub, so they've got scent glands just in their cheek, and you'll see them rub against. That's a form of communication.
He's also told us they're happy with the cheap stuff, but prefer Chanel.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Superb sheds. Mention KMFM for a 5% discount.
Some of the sport's biggest names are in action in the French Open tennis this afternoon. World number one Novak Djokovic takes on Argentina Diego Schwartzman. After that, Venus Williams, is due on court against Belgium's Elise Mertens. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.